been born. The Midday Show, Andy Randy, you're on. 92.9 Sports Talk Midday. Dallup, Andy, and Randy, we gon' need a big play. They gon' run the no huddle. Uh-huh. They gon' get to what's trending. Yeah. A game of sports jeopardy. In the car, I be winning. They talking Jackets and Hawks. Yeah. The Falcons and Dogs. Ooh. If you fans of the Braves, we do this for y'all. You can ask them anything. Yeah. The AMA round. Yeah. We the city united. The talk of the town. The United and Hawks. Yeah. The Falcons and Dogs. Ooh. I rock with the game. Yeah. They doing this for y'all. United and Hawks, uh-huh. The Falcons and Dogs. It's Andy and Randy. They doing this for y'all.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Hour number two, noon hour. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to an NFL no huddle just a couple minutes from right now. Best case and worst case, 1 through 7, ahead of the Falcons pick at 8. Coming up in 20 minutes, and we'll get to Sports Jeopardy at 12:40 as well. Atlanta United with a game tomorrow against Cincinnati. That's pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30. I saw Yorgos Yakimakis was at training yesterday.
Yorgos!
Hopefully he's available to go tomorrow. That would be very good. So that's coming up this weekend on the radio station. Of course, the Braves have the Texas Rangers in town this weekend as well. Maybe you can get over to the ballpark. Supposed to be kind of tough weather tonight, possibly. Like, it might be bad weather tonight. It's supposed to be good tomorrow, yeah. And then Sunday's supposed to be really bad.
Yeah, dog, because I knew I had to go. I left my coffee cup in the car yesterday, so I had to go get it this morning. So about 4:45, I go out, and it's beautiful outside. I come back in, go back in the kitchen, and this thing I hear rain.
Yeah.
Like, damn, it just rained out of the blue this morning. But, yeah, man, hopefully it cooperates, man. This is you know what? Yeah, rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I need to.
I was thinking the same
thing. Yeah, right.
Like we don't have anything to do this weekend.
Yeah.
So if it rains, then we don't have anything to do
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Which would be really nice.
Man, I mean, that's
oh, man.
House. Oh, man.
Dang it. I guess we can't build all that stuff and plant all that stuff and do all that digging and do all that other stuff we're going to do outside.
Damn it, rain. Oh,
now,
man.
I will say this. There's probably something to be done inside. I pretty much guarantee that at our house.
We have a hurricane.
Well, there's a hall we can paint.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we don't have any paint. I got some on the way home. All
right. There it is
cool.
Right there, dog. Dog,
I saw
some interesting. They do a Mount Everest clean. They clean up like all these. There's all good. This trash up there.
Yeah, people
they, like,
just leave stuff
leave
on the
stuff
way
up there. So they're going up there to do it. And they said also for bodies.
Yeah, there's people
and
up there.
And so I was like. Like, they don't bring them down when they're initially dead?
Well, when they die,
yeah.
The conditions are so bad
right.
That they can't.
But then they're going to do this new thing. I don't know when it's starting. But they're going to put chips, like, on your person.
Oh, good.
So they can easily locate you if you, go up there and don't come back.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, there's, like, an overflow of people wanting to do this now.
Mm.
And I'm just still, like, I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm good on
I get
that.
It. I get
I
it.
I don't.
I get it, but I'm not.
I don't.
I'm not
I don't
do
get it.
It. I mean, it's the highest point on the planet.
I understand all that.
You understand the desire for adventure and
but
that
the
kind
thing
of stuff.
About it is that there's so many people that just, like, don't get me wrong. There are people who take it. I don't want to say you don't take it seriously because you got to take it seriously. You ask them to go up there.
Yeah.
But don't do the proper prep mm-hmm. to go up there. You know, a lot of people are like, well, I was an athlete. I think I can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't take the proper.
Those are the ones that are frozen
yeah,
on the side
that,
of the path.
Don't take the proper, you know, get themselves ready to go. Because, I mean, I know it seems like it's just, you got the guide and there's other people there right. And everything. But it's still a fight against yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fight against yourself.
And it's also 30,000
yeah.
feet
and
above
sea. And it's cold as hell.
And the air is thin and the weather can change on the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
But that was one thing they were talking about. It's tons of garbage up there.
Yeah.
But then when they said the bodies, I'm like, damn. So you're going to look for Jim, huh? Jim from Sarasota.
Well, you know where he is.
Yeah, I mean he didn't go anywhere.
He didn't go far.
That's crazy. They said all the trash and bodies.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they should stop going up there. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Like, I understand why people want to do it, but it's been done, and it's been done by so many different people, and it's been done so many different ways. Like, I mean, they did it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pick something else.
Right.
Go to the bottom of the ocean or something like that, you know? Well, they tried to do that and the thing collapsed.
Remember that.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or just stay on the earth.
It's fine with me.
Again, I get the quest for adventure. When we were in Florida, because we liked it. We liked to hike. And we've been to the highest peak in a couple of different states. Highest peak in Georgia, highest peak in North Carolina. Haven't been to the highest peak in Washington because it's Mount Rainier and it's 14,000 feet. Maybe someday. That's no joke either. People are like, oh, it's only half as high as Everest. People die every year trying to hike mountains like that. So
right.
Be careful. We did the highest peak in Florida.
What the hell was that? Like 100 feet?
400.
I thought that was
like, more than, like 100 feet.
Is that an actual mountain? I thought that was a landfill.
It's a hill. Yeah. Okay. It's a hill. They don't even call it a mountain, which is smart because it isn't. Yeah, it's just it's pretty close to the Destin.
Oh, really?
That area. Oh, okay. So we were like, you know what? Cross Florida off the list. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's get the highest peak in Florida. 400 feet. That's one that if you, maybe you like, you know, I want to summit, but I don't want to do Everest.
Right.
Head on down to Florida and climb that one.
I got you. See, I'm going to do that.
You can handle that one.
I can handle that one.
Nobody dies on the way up to that
Okay.
one.
All right. Dude, I could do that.
I'm not going to say nobody because it is Florida.
Don't forget.
And anything can happen.
The dangerous part of climbing is actually the way down. So just be careful.
The dangerous part of that is being in Florida. That's what you never know what might happen there. But we did it, man. We summited whatever that was.
You summited?
Summited whatever's hill that was on the way down there to 30A. Anyway, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. We'll get back into a Falcons draft conversation coming up in 15 minutes as well. We'll start here with the general manager of the New England Patriots saying the same thing that every general manager has said leading into the draft. They're open for business.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft. We're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
1,000% correct. They got so many holes.
Yeah.
They got so many holes
they
on
should,
that New England
team. They should trade
They
back.
Should trade back. I mean, you have a good enough quarterback in Jacoby Brissett. You know, to be able to do something. But, I mean, Andy, they got so many holes that especially on the offensive side. They need everything. They need at least 4 starting linemen. They need at least 2 starting receivers.
Yeah.
They need probably a starting tailback and a quarterback. They need a quarterback.
They still got Ramondre Stevenson.
Yes.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So he's all right. But they need
so many things. Yeah. And they could get a you-know-what.
Yeah, number three is a you can get a boatload for that.
And that's something that we've been talking about like for a couple of weeks as far as that was the spot that I was calling out about, you know, because you're so limited offensively, why would you just go ahead and collect? Because I think that when people, and I said this, I don't know if I said it with you, I said it last week with Triple, I hate the word generational when you ain't seen nothing. And you keep saying this is a generational draft class. How you know?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, you don't know.
It might not be.
It might not be.
It might be.
It might be, but it might not be.
Might not be.
I would lean more not be.
Probably
than,
not.
Exactly.
Because almost no draft class is generational.
Yeah, so I would lean, you know, just roll with Jacoby for this year, and we'll dress quarterback maybe second round if Penix or somebody is there.
Yeah.
But I would try and get as much as I could for that 3
I'm with you. I'm with you. But then the flip side of that is also you really haven't done anything until you've gotten your quarterback.
I agree.
Right? Like,
I agree.
They're – okay, they can build around him and all that. They kind of like the Falcons have done the last couple of years. Yeah, you got some nice skill position pieces on offense. All right, we're ready. No, you're not. You're not ready to go because you don't have the quarterback right. And then you're 3 years down the road and you have to pay a free agent $100 million to come there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you believe that Drake May is, or whoever, it's either going to be May or Daniels, or maybe it's J.J. McCarthy. Maybe you believe it's him. I don't know. But if you believe one of those guys is your quarterback for the next decade, you have to take him.
Yeah.
Even though you suck right now, you have to take him and get him and then build around him as you go. Because, look, I mean, I know it's not the same situation. People are going to try to make this comparison because it was the last one to do it and do it so effectively. But, like, I mean, the Texans took a quarterback at number 2 mm-hmm. and then went about figuring it out around. Now, they had some good pieces elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Certainly a better roster leading into it than New England does right now.
Agree.
But they got that right. Now they're good. Yeah. Now they can go mm-hmm. from there, mm-hmm. and they've made big trades to try to build around him and everything like
and
that.
They just went ahead and talked about Houston. They went and upgraded everything.
They did.
We got a better pass rusher. We got another lineman.
Yep.
We got you a damn tailback, a number one wide receiver to go along with those 3 other young guys. So, yeah, they're doing it right.
They did. They did. So, anyway, I don't know. If they decide they want to move back, that's a lot of draft capital for them. I kind of hope they don't for the purpose of the conversation we're going to get into in about 10 minutes from right now as far as what's the best case for the Falcons. Best case really is no one trades out until number 8, and then the Falcons have an opportunity to do that. Let's hear from the general manager of the Giants talking about their quarterback situation.
There's stuff out there all the time that's not true, and you really can't let it bother you. I've got a good relationship with Daniel, and we communicate. I'm still confident in Daniel, the way he's wired, what he showed us in 2022. I've still got a lot of confidence in Daniel.
I wouldn't be surprised because – if things work out 4, 5, and 6, talking about the Cardinals, Chargers and the Giants. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if all three of those receivers went right there.
Receivers?
Yep, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
The Giants are another team has nobody to throw the damn ball to. Now, nobody. I saw Slayton Bo on the Giants? Is that his name? Darius Slayton. I saw he's holding out, Andy.
Yeah, Steve Slayton was a receiver that may have also played for the Giants 10 years ago.
Okay, that's what it was.
There was also Steve Smith.
I saw Darius Slayton. He holding out, Andy.
Oh.
Yeah, he wants some more money. Good luck with that, pimping. good luck with that, pimping. But
oh, no, Steve Slayton was a running back.
Yeah, good. Oh, yeah, from West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia, yeah.
Yeah, he was him and Pat White.
Pat White, that's
yeah, him
right.
and Pat White in West Virginia. They came out here and tow our ass up in the Georgia Dome.
Everybody loved that duo. Didn't matter where you – except maybe you're a Georgia fan. No matter where you were as a college football fan in the country at that time, everybody remembers Pat White and Steve
Slayton. I remember, we flew up here for that game. We were on the sideline, and we had a partner who went to West Virginia, so we all flew up here together, Andy, and we was just talking cash money on the plane ride. And, man, I ain't see one West Virginia game that year. And he kept telling me, man, watch them boys, man, that quarterback. I was like, man, whatever.
Pat White was awesome.
And then I just saw, they were flying up and down the field on Georgia.
Yeah, man.
I was like, West
Virginia kind of feels like it would have been a fun place to play college football.
Dude,
like,
Morgantown?
They love college football.
Yes, they
Morgantown.
Do. Yeah, but I just
like, you'd have to live in Morgantown.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I like Emory Hunt's thought, though, about the Giants – addressing the receiver.
They got to get a receiver.
But they also have an early second-round pick as well, and whatever quarterback is there, take them.
Yeah, like, but because Daniel Jones, his contract is guaranteed this year.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed this year.
This year,
yeah. And so, I mean, but they have nobody on offense. The defense is straight. Offense, they got nobody.
We'll come back.
And old boy said, yeah, I know I'm number three, but I need more bread.
It's like the walk-on asking for NIL money.
Hell out of here.
I don't know, man. All right, we'll see if it works out for you. I hope it does. I hope it works out for you. We'll come back. We'll tell you what the best-case scenario for the Falcons is, 1-7. We'll also tell you what you don't want to have happen, 1-7, if you want 8 to be as valuable as possible for the Falcons as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.